Another gorgeous evening as we continue our 4-H Achievement Days Tour 2018. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Right now we're at the 4-H Fairgrounds in Tripp, South Dakota, celebrating Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm joined this time around by Elliot Leishner. He's a four-year member of the Country Wranglers 4-H Club. Elliot, thank you for visiting with us today. And first of all, how did you get started in 4-H?
Well, my brother started showing goats, so I decided that I would like to try it.
And you are showing goats here at Achievement Days. Tell us about those.
Well, we have meat goats, boar meat goats, and we like to show them because if we have dairy goats, we have to milk them at the show, which is a little bit more work than we want to do.
And so how do you prepare your meat goats for showing?
Well, what we do is before we go to the show, we have to wash them, and then we clip them. And then we have to load them up and get them to the show. Once we get them to the show, before we go out and show them, we have to wash them. And then once, right before we show, we just brush them down and get them ready.
How challenging is it to show a meat goat?
Well, if you walk them every day, it's not the hardest thing. But if you have a goat that's difficult, it's pretty hard.
What are judges looking for in meat goats?
They're looking for how wide the loin is and see how big their thigh is, and they're trying to see if the goat has a good long neck.
And I see you're also got some baked goods.
Yeah, I made a cupcake that looks like a chicken. That has a chicken design on it.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering if you're actually making cupcakes out of chicken. Obviously, that's not. So, how do you decorate the cupcakes?
Well, what I did is I put some frosting, and then I put a fondant on top, and then I cut a few shapes out to make it look like a chicken.
How long did that take you to do?
I did it in like a two-day process, but it could take only 5 hours probably.
Where did you find the recipe?
My grandma helped me with the recipe.
And also, you're interested in sewing, and tell us about your project for Achievement Days.
I made a camouflage duffel bag for my sports.
And where did you find the pattern for that?
Me and my mom went to a store and found a pattern.
How long did it take you to sew the duffel bag?
It took me about 6 hours.
Did you do it in all in one shot, or did you break it up over a couple of sessions?
I broke it up a little bit.
So what do you plan to do with the duffel bag after Achievement Days?
I plan to use it for my wrestling and football.
Now, you've been a 4-H member for 4 years. Elliot, are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
Well, I want to try special foods because I just want to know what I can do to help me with my cooking and see if I can do it any better.
Do you do a lot of cooking at home?
Yeah, I do quite a bit.
And what's your favorite dish?
I like to make chislik.
Chislik, the state nosh of South Dakota. That's excellent. Elliot, one final question for you. If someone were to approach you and ask about your 4-H experience, meaning why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I'll tell them that you should join 4-H because it helps you speak to the public and talk to the public, and it just helps you with your life.
Elliot Leishner of the Country Wranglers 4-H Club, thank you so much for visiting with us today at Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days. We wish you good luck. And that's Elliot Leishner of the Country Wranglers 4-H Club here at Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days in Tripp. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.